You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Of Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 72 degrees, KSL's top story. Breaking news on KSL, Ruby Frankie's husband is suing her business partner, Jody Hildebrandt. Both Ruby and Hildebrandt were convicted of child abuse. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell live with the details. Jessica?
Jeff, Kevin, Frankie is suing Jody Hildebrandt for extreme emotional distress. Frankie outlined some of the conditions his two youngest children were living in Hildebrandt's southern Utah home. He says the kids were forced outside for long periods of time in the summer heat and not given food or water. He says the punishments were so harsh and abusive, both mentally and physically, that the children felt they weren't worthy of receiving help when first responders found them emaciated. The lawsuit says that Kevin Frankie was unable to help his children emotionally. Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt were sentenced to serve 30 years. Kevin Frankie's asking for punitive damages that will be determined in trial. Reporting live, Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:31, another sign of growth. Provo Airport is adding a heavy hitter to the departure schedule. American Airlines is going to be offering daily service out of Utah County.
Seeing in the background, Provo's Mayor Michelle Cafusi made it official.
We proudly welcome American Airlines with year-round daily service to Dallas-Fort Worth and Phoenix.
This collaboration is big for Provo Airport, who just hit their millionth traveler, a number SLC Airport in contrast sees in about 2 weeks. Mayor Cafusi sees this as another sign of major growth for Provo and the state as a whole.
I always tell my team we think 30 years out because we want to think of the growth. We want to get ahead of it.
You'll be able to fly to Dallas-Fort Worth and Phoenix from Provo starting October 7th. Reporting from Provo Airport, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Governor Cox has ordered flags flown at half-staff in memory of Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson. He served from 1976 through 1985. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
The family of Mayor Ted Wilson shared that he passed away early this morning at the age of 84. He had congestive heart failure and Parkinson's disease. He is described as an eternal optimist who loved people who loved him back. Wilson worked as a staff member for Congressman Wayne Owens and served as mayor of Salt Lake City during the city's transition from commission to a council form of government in the 70s. He was also the Democratic nominee for governor in 1988. He was also the head of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah for several years.
Ted Wilson was surrounded by his family when he died. It's getting harder to get through the gates at Hill Air Force Base. The new procedure requires visitors and guests to go through a background check and get a visitor's pass. Not only that, you need to have a state-issued ID and a sponsor to get onto the base. This new procedure aligns with already established Air Force policy elsewhere. Members of the International Olympic Committee are spending the day in Park City and other important points of interest in Summit County. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr on today's schedule.
The future Olympic host commission members are in Park City and Midway today, taking tours at the Utah Olympic Park, Park City Mountain, and Soldier Hollow. The whole purpose of this trip is to visualize the venues that Utah has to offer and look at the overall readiness of the state if it is chosen to host the 2034 Winter Games.
Tomorrow, the committee will be visiting the Ogden area. The Biden administration has announced a new gun control rule. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the administration announcing that they are closing what is often called the gun show loophole. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the new rule will save lives.
By requiring background checks for all gun dealers engaged in the business of firearms dealing.
The plan expands requirements to perform background checks for those who buy firearms at gun shows or online. The former assistant principal of the Virginia school where a six-year-old shot his teacher last year has made her first court appearance on charges of felony child neglect. The injured teacher's attorney, Diane Toscano, accuses Ebony Parker and others of ignoring multiple warnings that boy had a gun.
It was preventable. That's just what is heartbreaking.
The teacher has also filed a $40 million lawsuit against Parker and other school officials. Federal authorities have charged the former longtime interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani with federal bank fraud.
For allegedly stealing more than $16 million.
Prosecutors allege that the interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, stole millions from the Japanese baseball sensation to cover his gambling debts. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The first witness at the Chad Daybell trial wrapped up this afternoon.
Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosillo started the day on the stand. He was on the team that conducted the initial welfare check on J.J. Vallo in late 2019. Hermosillo described the day the children were found in the backyard and how emergency response teams worked quickly.
ERT began taking off top layers of soil in the specific area in the pet cemetery.
Most of the evidence, including the photo evidence, is being kept private among the jury and those actively involved in the trial. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Ricky Meese is here.
We have had a nasty drive, and we are starting to see traffic improve somewhat. In fact, all lanes of travel are open with the accident eastbound I-80 at I-215's West Belt. Utah County seeing delays. Southbound I-15, American Fork to Linden, and northbound from Orem through Pleasant Grove. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay right here.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to